This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In your Ag News here on your Friday afternoon, U.S. Senate Ag Appropriations Chairman John Hoeven says Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is actively working with the White House Budget Office on a third round of market facilitation payments, key despite a spate of recent trade deal successes. Hoeven says whether it's the USMCA, China, Japan, or the EU, trade deal relief takes time.
That's why we're really hard to make sure we get that additional round of the MFP. The second round is out there, and we still have the third piece of that to get out. Talked to the Ag Secretary at the White House last week, and you know he's working to get it out. He's on board, so they're working with OMB to get that done. But also the disaster aid, you know, we provide another $1.5 billion in disaster aid. Both those programs go through my Ag Appropriations Committee, which I chair.
Secretary Sonny Perdue told the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Austin, Texas, there would be a third tranche of payments under the 2019 program soon, but no 2020 program. No one knows if MFP payments will offset the billions in ag tariff losses from the trade wars with China, Canada, Mexico, and the EU. Hoeven was asked if the tariffs were even worth it.
We knew we were going to have some tough negotiations. The question is, how do you do that? You know, everybody's got a different idea on how it should be done. But the important point is we had to confront China particularly. But remember, everyone needs our market. So I think this idea that we have to say, okay, hold on, you're not treating us fairly, that was the right approach to take.
Though Hoeven did not take a position on the tariffs, which dropped ag exports to China alone by more than $10 billion a year. The Environmental Protection Agency Thursday, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, announced a new, clear definition for the waters of the United States. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule provides much-needed regulatory certainty and predictability for American farmers. The rule recognizes the difference between federally protected wetlands and state-protected wetlands and adheres to the statutory limits of the agency's authority. The revised definition identifies four clear categories of waters that are federally regulated under the Clean Water Act: the territorial seas and traditional navigable waters, perennial and intermittent tributaries, certain lakes, ponds, and impoundments, and wetlands that are adjacent to jurisdictional waters. The final action also details what waters are not subject to federal control, including features that only contain water in direct response to rainfall, including groundwater, ditches, including most farm and roadside ditches, prior converted cropland, farm and stock watering ponds, and waste treatment systems. In other ag news here on your Friday afternoon, the National Chicken Council Thursday released its annual chicken wing report, projecting Americans to consume a record-breaking 1.4 billion wings during the upcoming Super Bowl. Americans' love for wings continues to grow. This year's wing consumption estimate is 2% increase over last year, meaning Americans will eat 27 million more wings during the big game this year versus last year. To put that in perspective, if Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid ate 3 wings per minute, it would take him about 900 years to eat 1.4 billion wings. Council spokesperson Tom Super says when it comes to the Super Bowl, wings rule the roost. The council asked wing eaters about their habits, and roughly two-thirds of Americans, or 65%, who eat chicken wings claim they do like to do so while watching a major sporting event like the Super Bowl. Half, or 51%, claim that they believe chicken wings should be the official food of the Super Bowl. And this year's Super Bowl will take place on February 2nd in Miami, featuring the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And we'll move on into other ag news here on your Friday, following these messages.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today, with personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, your membership helps to support the work of farmers at the county, state, and national levels. As a non-farmer, your membership is only $20 annually. Discounts can save you tons of money through exclusive membership benefits, and John Deere's reward program saves you money on equipment, special parts, and home and workshop products. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
We're back here on your afternoon ag show. Moving on now to state and local ag news. Farmers will be making two government program decisions on or before March 15th. What to do about crop insurance is one of them. The other, as Todd Gleason reports, is to enroll in the updated Farm Safety Net programs.
Now, the 2018 Farm Bill included some changes that require farmers to do a couple of things. First, they'll want to update their yields with FSA, if and only if the current set is higher than those already on record. A second, a decision must be made about which farm safety net to use for the crop harvested last year and the one that will be harvested this year. Gary Schnitke from the University of Illinois has this advice.
If you have a farm that's complete prevent plant, I think you're going to want to do ARC-IC, one FSA farm. If they're yielding at all, you'll probably be leaning to PLC for corn, ARC County for soybeans, and PLC for wheat.
You may learn more about ARC-IC on the FarmDoc website. Illinois has developed a set of tools farmers can use to help them make the best possible ARC-PLC decision, no matter where they live. It includes a calculator that runs on a supercomputer.
Calculators are online. The Gardner ARC PLC tool will allow you to look at the probabilities of these things making payments. Again, corn's not likely to make payments in 2019. Soybeans similarly. And wheat will make a PLC payment in 2019. So you can look at the Gardner ARC County PLC calculator for that. There's a 2018 Farm Bill tool that's a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, and you can use that to look at different prices and yields and see what ARC County PLC and ARC IC will do in those situations.
The ARC PLC safety net decision is due to be made at the Farm Service Agency office by March 15th. The ARC PLC calculators are online at farmdoc.illinois.edu. I'm Todd Gleason.
And for local producers to make the decision between ARC and PLC, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be hosting two meetings to provide an overview of the two safety net programs. Two meetings have been scheduled to accommodate interested participants. The first will be next Thursday, the 30th at 10 a.m., and the second meeting will be held Tuesday, February 4th at 2:30 p.m., Both meetings are scheduled to be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office, located on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. And again, sign up for the safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway. An election choice between ARC or PLC must be made by March 15th. You can RSVP for either meeting by calling the Montgomery County FSA office, 532-3361, extension 2. In other state and local ag news here on your Friday, the changes to the hours of service regulations that regulate the hours a truck driver has to rest is still waiting to be implemented. According to Don Schaefer, executive vice president of the Midwest Truckers Association, he believes the implementation of the regulation is secondary to the current issues in Washington.
Hours of service regulations, the changes that had been proposed and that were on the quote-unquote fast track, we haven't seen anything yet. So, I mean, again, I don't think it's the fast track by any means. We were hoping we'd hear something by the end of the year. That hasn't happened. We're hoping that, you know, we'll hear something in the next couple of weeks. It would be a good indication that the feds are, you know, are working on it at least. Obviously, with all the other problems they're having, it doesn't seem like it's moving too quickly. But the changes in the hours of service, more importantly, reflected the hours of rest, how maybe they can break up their rest period so that they don't have to take the 10 consecutive hours off, that they can split it up. When it comes about, we'll let people know. We'll blast it from the mountaintops because it would be a significant change. And especially, you know, it's important for drivers here in central Illinois, grain haulers, especially livestock haulers. These are the type of transportation modes that are not cookie cutter. So, in other words, you just can't stop for 10 hours with the load of livestock in the trailer. Or you're, you know, you got to get in queue in line at 8 a.m. or down at the river or something like that. And these types of things, which is different than the guy who's driving a truck full of boxes from point A to point B. These changes in the hours of service regulations are very important to a lot of your listeners and to a lot of our members. So, you know, we pushed hard for it, and now we're just waiting for it to happen.
And it seems like it's one of those issues that's kind of taken a backseat to the impeachment and the trade deals with China, USMCA, one of those deals that just doesn't seem to be quite as important as what's going on, but I'm sure if they can get through the impeachment, they'll move on to that.
Well, we hope so. I mean, it's just, you know, Congress actually came back, you know, and a lot of these issues are those that have been taken to Congress. And so Congress tells FMCSA, do this, do that, but it doesn't tell them how quick they have to do it. So to say do it within 2 years, 6 years, 10 years, that's just a number. So, you know, just keep our fingers crossed. Yep.
And again, that was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. Moving on now to the Ag Community Bulletin Board. Don't forget that the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding a chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction. That'll be held next Saturday evening from 5 to 11 at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Tickets are available for purchase, $25 per person, and you can get your tickets at Ace Hardware in Staunton, Bill's IGA in Staunton, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need any more information, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. And that'll wrap it up for this afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, you can send any ag-related items for us to WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday afternoon, January 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.